Our lips are unclean. We need to fire this word to purge us. We need to take the fire like Jeremiah and just let this fire purge us. That's what we need, the fire of His truth. What is the fire of His truth? Your sins are revealed. Your wicked subtleties of corruption. You like to look at someone that you know that will not judge you in a way. Look at me, I'll tell you. You look at a little child, there's no conviction. I can look at Hannah all day long. No conviction there. You won't look at a little one, look at your wife because she knows no conviction. She knows you. Look at your husband. I will, my brother. You don't want to be around no one that will bring judgment upon you, tell you the truth. You want someone to speak to you lies and falsehood. He said, I know you, Laodicea. You're not hot. And you're certainly not cold. My, what is beyond cold? Can you imagine that it goes beyond the level of freezing, that there is no feel or no touch there at all? There's some that sit here, you look at them, they have no feel, they have no touch, they have no spiritual touch. You can look at them, and there is nothing there. He said, your coldness is beyond. Do you all hear that? And there is nothing, no response from you at all. He said, you're neither cold or you're neither hot. Oh, I know how these Jezebels will preach this, but it has a graver implication than what we think it does. What is beyond cold? I don't even know how to express that. The marvelous of Yahweh when He uses words. What is beyond cold? Have you ever touched that? It gets below freezing 32 and we are bone chill, are we not? What's beyond that if it's 100 degrees below zero Fahrenheit? What's below that? You can't even breathe in that weather. Your body will freeze. And that those that are cold, they're frozen. Hallelujah. They hear the word of Yahweh, they're so cold and frozen that it doesn't make them respond at all. You can't grow nothing in that, can you? Do you ever see anything growing in the deserts when you truly look at the deserts during the time that they have the zenith of the heat? Nothing! You may see a cactus in certain areas of the world where things may grow, but there, desert Sahara, that there is nothing that you will not see one plant. And the only thing that comes alive when it rains is this unclean form of life that has been under the earth and it rises up. And the thing that comes alive in you with the power of the living water is poured down for whom I am. Then this corrupting in you rises up against it. This unclean nature, your unclean spirit, rise up against it. He's talking to me, Jezebel, man of Horam. No, I'm not talking to you, fool. I'm talking to Israel. No one else. No, I'm not talking to your wicked mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters, your sons, your daughters. I'm talking to you. Yes, right now. Hallelujah. And so the rain flows. You can see some creeping things coming up out of your life, can't you? Unclean, filthy. A certain form of life only comes alive when it rains in the desert. And the lifespan is short, only a few eggs to keep that species alive. And then they die, go on the earth and they die. And when the rain comes and rises, when the rain falls upon your wickedness, the nature of your corrupt level, then you rise up in your hatred toward Yah. You show us what in you. That unclean thing comes up. The filthy thing rises up and you can see it on your expression. You can see it on your countenance, in your flesh. You can see it in your character, stinks, it's vile. It's an odorous aura. Can't nobody get close to you. Jezebel of the hypocrite, you call your distance. Hallelujah. Told him, my brother, I will. I will go ahead. I will press on. Press on. Press on. Press on through the night. Press on, my friend. Press on. You know the road seems hard sometimes, and the way seems tough, but I will press on. I will. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is what's going to save us from this indignant, wicked generation. You're not going to be saved. Your mama's teachings are not going to save you. Daddy's. Their traditions are not going to save you. The Jewish tradition is not going to save them. The Negroes, the white man, the Chinese is not going to save them. It's the living truth, the whole bread, the stay of bread. And Yeshua is the whole stay. You need the fullness of Yeshua. You know, I cannot just pinch off a bit. This wicked world want to pinch off blessings, don't they? But they don't want to pinch off the discipline. They don't want the disciplines of Yah. There are things that should not even be named among us as becoming Israelite brethren of the Emunah. And I'm not afraid to identify them, brothers and sisters. I'm not afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, so then because you are lukewarm, you fluctuate, you vacillate between the carnal and the things that the Ruah. That's what lukewarm is. You fluctuate. The greed of your flesh rises up. And then you say, well, I know it's wrong, but. And so there's a fluctuation. You back and forward. You're unstable in all of your ways. You're double-minded. You're not sure. You're insecure. He said, because you're lukewarm, you're neither cold nor hot. He said, I'm going to puke you. I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. Do you all hear that? He said, I'm going to throw you up because the condition of your mind is wicked. It is one that is so wretched and vile. It fluctuates between the carnal desires. You gravitate to them. And then you try to reverse it and try to return unto the things that are spiritual. Now the reason you cannot hold on to the spiritual thing, because there's no pure hava, no pure love in your heart for the things of Yahweh. If a man says he loves Yahweh, and if he keeps not his mitzvah, he's a liar. Now if that man is a liar, did Shatan keep the mitzvah of Yah? He did not. Now that's what the word of Yah says. He's a liar, and the truth of Yah is not in that man. That's what he says. I don't care if it's your wife, your son, your husband, your daughter, your children, regardless. You can say they're nice and they're wonderful. They love not the mitzvah, the instructions of Yah. They hate him. You can tell me how good she's doing. She's not doing good. You that call that which is evil, tov. You call that which is bitter and wicked, sweet. You call that which is right, evil. Put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. You're an abomination. And those that you classify, that they're an abomination too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're wicked, just like you. You call right, right. And you call the wrath, the evil, evil. There is no middle ground. He said, because you walk this middle road, you're so lukewarm. Well, I believe in the Torah of Yah, but we don't have to remember his name or the mitzvah. Now, that was for what we call the Jews. He spoke unto the Hebrew Israelites. He brought out a Mizrahim. He brought out Hebrews. Are we that ignorant we don't know what Scripture says? He brought out the 12 tribes of Israel. And the tribe of Yehuda was just 1/12 of the tribes of Israel. There were 12 sons of Yosef, of Yaakov, 12 sons. Children of Israel, they were Hebrews. They were different than the seed of Mizraim. Their way was different. They were not caught in the carnal lustful things. When they began to turn their mind away from the correction of Yah, they went the same way as the wicked ones that oppressed them. That's why we go the same way of our oppressors. Because we turn away from the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's why we regress and we go back to the ways that are carnal and wicked. That's why we justify the wicked and we condemn the righteous. You will sit and listen to some wicked Jezebel, and yet you can listen to the man of Yah correct you. You're a fool, you damn fool. or you're damned. For he sends his word to heal and to restore, and he sends the same word to damn too. And so you are a damn, oh foolish Galatians, who have been with you? He said, you are foolish. He even said, again, that you are just flat out foolish people. You began in the Ruah of Yah, and now you think you're going to perfect it by your flesh and your traditions and your own ways. It doesn't work that way, my friends. I'm going to preach until the Ruah of Yah falls down and smite Israel. Hallelujah. Send down your Ruah, Yah. Smite this house. Destroy them. Hallelujah. Until no flesh rise up. Until there is a praise offering that flows out of Israel. Our sins have inhibited us. Our own iniquity has prevented us. It is your iniquity. It is not what one has done to you. It is your own damnable ways. They're vile. They're corrupt. And you fill your mind with filthiness. That's why you can't meditate on the word of Yah. When one meditates as David, the fire burns. He rises up. Hallelujah. I tell you what, you go to your concordance and you look up the word huts and look at every scripture. I believe it's only about 98. I'm that ignorant that I have to do that. You are that smart that you're ignorant. That's why you don't do it. Hallelujah. You get a little frenzy when I began to talk like this, but it's only momentarily. Because the seed is sown among thorny grounds. And you're so thorny in your heart, your love, that after a while it just chokes out what has been said to us. And we go back, we regress back to our doggish, wicked ways that are unclean and vile and filthy. We go back to those unclean, doggish ways that rejects Yah. And Yah forbid I say something about your wicked kinsmen or identify your daddy or your mama. Hallelujah. You rage in the spirit of hell in you. You will go to hell just like them. And I don't retract anything at all. Not one word at all. Not one word at all. Well, my daughter, she's a Jezebel. You're not going to deny Yah and the power of His truth and say you love Him. Remember the Shabbat. Give it Kodash. Did he lie? So is every word pure? Does he mean what he says? And he says what he means, doesn't he? Absolutely. He's not going to alter that for you. He's not going to alter that for anyone. And if a man loves him, they will he not do what he commands? I will do that. I may be ignorant in trying to do it. But when the truth of his light is revealed unto me, I will obey it. I may not understand. Hallelujah. That's why a wise man, correct him, and he will be wiser. He loves correction, but a fool despises it. That's why Laodicea, Shaul, in that letter, he wrote of the demise in the midst. I'm telling you, you can get the book of Laodicea. All of the books are there. You ever read some damnable, foolish novel, fill your mind with trash and wickedness, and lust, instead of reading the book to keep you pure. Come on, unmarried woman. Read the things that keep your mind pure. Wait on Yah, you don't burn in your lust. Read some book, some horse land, whatever, man. You have a damnable mind. You can read some ebony damnable magazine or some jet with some horse or some McCall and all that damn trash and the book you never pick it up. You wonder why your mind is corrupt and wicked. Every kind of lust book comes in here for you. You're lusting and looking and greedy. That was Laodicea. That's the spirit of this whole house today. Quote, God wants you to be rich. God, troop, wants you to be rich. He wants us to be rich. But I will show you the richness of Yah. It's not burdened down. subject and serving another master. You serve Yah and Him only. Yahweh do we serve. Hallelujah. I'm going to ride this out, all right? I'm not going to miss one precept, one concept, one word. I'm not going to delineate from a little here or a little there. But the line will rest upon the line and the precept upon precept. Why? Because we are wicked. And we have to have it that way. And I will not omit one scintilla what is in the book or what he ushers into my ruah. I will not. Well, your vocabulary is very expressive. This Jezebel generation. And they give their children over every kind of seducing power it is. The rappers and everything else. The rockers. The grungers. The love ballads. You all got off a quad, huh? Conviction. And somewhere your mind has been given unto that damned of a trash. Hallelujah. Oh, you heard your favorite one in Walmart, didn't you? Made you spend an extra 10, 15. You think they play it just to be playing it? That's why the Waltons are multi-billionaires and we are penniless. For their God has spoken unto them and told them how to manipulate an ignorant people without the knowledge of Yahweh. And that's why Mr. Walton gets every nickel. He said, because you're lukewarm, I'm going to puke you up. I'm going to spew you. Your desires are not sincere. Your motive is not pure. And the path that you are on is corrupt. Verse 17. I want to begin here because this is important. Because I say, because Yahweh says, you got your old shell shock, huh? Say it. Because you say. That's what you say. Because you say, I am Oshia. I'm rich. That's what this wicked generation says. I'm rich. I am much. I am Oshia. Because Yah has Osha. He has Osha me. I'm Oshia. I'm rich. That's what it says. This is the power of this generation of the Laodicea. They tell you today, quote, God wants you to be rich. Because thou says, I am rich. Because I have the power to do what I want to do. You know, scripture tells us in the book that it is one thing about the rich man, that a rich man in his own conceit. The rich man is wise, or his wisdom, it is his own deception and his own corruption. In our own corruption, we think we are wise. In our own conceit, our own sin, because you say, I'm rich. I have no need of anyone to tell me anything. I'm rich. I have much. You will not tell me. You will not instruct me. That's this generation. Why do you think they tell the people in these whorehouses, you're all ministers, lies from hell? You're not all ministers of Almighty Yah. If there's anything, Yahweh will minister to you by His word. You're not all ministers. He called some. And He made some shulishims. He called some. And He made them navis. He called some to teach or to evangelize, to bring the tough message. He did not call all. As Jezebel tells everyone, you all ministers, lies, you are not all ministers. You're not the word of Yah will speak unto you, will teach you, but you're not all ministers of the word of Yah. He has a specific order. He has a format that He established before Yahshua ascended. He descended out of the earth and He established the power of the gifts of Yah upon the earth. And He gave the power that unto man. He did not give it to these Jezebel Flutinites, the spirit of Horam. That's why these effeminate men take advantage of the women. They get them flopping around, running, and you get the men in there lusting, having them fall back, seeing their drawers and all. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Throw a little rag on them, heifer coming out with a dress already up to your buttocks. Told him, my brother, I'm going to deal with all that because it's all in this descriptive, analytic, descriptive description of the assembly of Laodicea. And these are the infractions that we are committed against Almighty Yahweh, brothers and sisters. It is in the mess. We're not hot. We're not cold. There's no fervor. You don't meditate upon the word of Yahweh. Your love is cold. It's distant. It doesn't know how to appreciate one another. You don't think about your brothers, your sisters. You don't know how to appreciate them. You have no genuineness, no genuine, sincere motive of their welfare and their care. Hallelujah. So Yah calls a little lad like that to speak to his Ima, to say that I'm going to preach in a way that the tabernacle is going to fall. Because the tabernacle is false. It's not where the name of Yah is. And the trees, represents those that are strong and powerful. The trees of Lebanon represent those that were mighty in the Emunah of Yah and the strength of His faith and the power of His Emet. His Torah was a living power in them. And Yah called them the strong ones of the ones of Lebanon, the trees, the strong, powering ones. That's how He identified them. The lad says, I'm going to preach in a way that the strong men, that the power of this truth will burn down them in a way that they will fall and say, how merciful you've been to me, Yah, that you will speak unto me in this way. But not a fool. A fool despises Yah. Hallelujah. A fool rejects what Yahweh says. So you have to raise up a little child that speaks in a way that it's not even coherent. And we think it's something that's just childlike. Hallelujah. The salvation is a common man's salvation. And I'm of all men most common. I'm a common thing. Hallelujah. I'm a common man. I am a common man. My grandma is common. Something. Yonder. Hallelujah. Sat. Hallelujah. And that's our problem. We are sought. We are drunk with the cares of this life. With the deceitfulness of riches. And other lusts has entered in. And the power of His truth is choked out of you. That you have no confidence to trust Him. You don't wait on Him. You can't see Him. And you don't have no hope for Him. Because you say you're rich. Listen to what Dawid said. David says in Proverbs. Solomon says in Proverbs, Mishlei 10:22. He says this, that the blessings, the Oshir, the blessings of Yah, the blessings of Yahweh, it maketh rich. That's what make one rich. Is that what it says in Tehillim 10:20? In Mishlei Proverbs 10:22? It says the blessings of Yahweh maketh rich, right? Yahweh is not among these heathens, this vile thing that they call the church. But the blessings of Yahweh make rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Is this not a generation that is sorrowful? Are not their car payments, their house payment, their children payment, their rent payment, their Joneses payment, they keep up with the Joneses. Are they not sorrowful? The man goes to work, he comes home despondent as hell, mad at his wife, the wife goes, and she's upset because she has never dime to spend her own lust. Oh, I'm getting somewhere with this. Hallelujah. But the blessings of Yahweh, they make it rich. What are the blessings? His Emunah, His knowledge, His Da'at, his strength, the character of Yahshua. They make it rich. They make us full of the desire of Almighty Yahweh. We are not wretched, but this world, the riches of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, they have choked out the power of the word of Yahweh. And that's why you look miserable. The blessings of Yahweh, they add no sorrow. They make ones rich. Was David rich? Was Dawid rich? Come on, was he not rich? He was rich, my friends. And yet he said, I meditated on this word, and I began, the fire burned in me as I meditated and I had to speak. When you are rich in the hotness of Almighty Yahweh, we get hot, but not for Yahweh. We lust, we burn for this, we burn for that. We got to have this, we got to have that. But the word of Yahweh doesn't burn in the inward parts. The riches of Yah at no labor at all. It is not a burden to the house of Israel. You said that you were rich. Solomon says, Solomon was a rich man. He says in chapter 23, verse 4, he said, labor not to be rich. Do not they tell us today in these whole houses to labor to be rich? Now that's what it says in Mishlei, Proverbs 23:4, labor not to be rich. That's what it says. Labor not to be osha, to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Do not even labor to be rich. Don't even work to be rich. Don't even desire to be rich. For the riches of Yah will come unto you. The riches of His truth is immense. The burning desire of His Torah, the light of Yahshua. You work out your soul salvation, the salvation of your being, with fear and trembling before Yahweh. When Yah makes one rich, it adds no sorrow. You will not be sorrowful. Your countenance will not be sorrowful. You will not be all humdrum. But those that labor to be rich, they want to be rich in the cares of this life and the worldly things and the worldly goods. Yah did not make you to labor all your life for that. He wants you to be content with the stay of bread, Yahshua, and the tzedakah garment of the righteousness of the Torah, of the law of Yah that covers this thing that we call a heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It has to be covered, brothers and sisters. The love of man is deceitful. Above all things, it's desperately wicked. So it has to be covered. It has to be with the cloak, the covering of tzedakah, the righteous Torah of Yah. Is Yahweh, is this tzedakah from everlasting to everlasting, His righteousness? And His Torah is the truth? So it has to be covered. We have to be covered. This is a naked generation. The book tells us that. Hallelujah. So don't labor to be rich. Cease from your own experience, your own wisdom, what you think is right. Stop doing that. Quit walking that way. Yah said, don't walk that way. Yahweh tells us, if any man can instruct us, it is Solomon. A man that did not ask Yah for riches, did he? Did he ask Him for riches? There was only one thing he wanted, to know how to come in and out before the people of Israel. That His mighty Avat had brought the 12 tribes of Israel together, and He wanted to sustain that unity of the Ruah for the house. Did He raise about His own loins because He began to rebel against Yah in His idolatrous practice, Rehoboam, a wicked seed of hell that destroyed all the work that we did. And from that point, every king, every ruler was wicked, vile. They never brought the house back together. There's a king that shall rise out of Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He shall restore unto Israel that which the cake of worms have eaten. And His name is Yahshua. He is the Yahshua of Almighty Yah. For the Bayit of Israel shall be one. We see this hypocrisy of this falseness, this duplicity in flesh. Certainly is. We see the segregation of the house of Israel because one says that he is Caucasian, one says that he is a Negro, one says he's a Hebrew, one says he's African American, one says that he's German, and we see this diversity among them. And so the Negro's revelation is not pertinent to the white man's, and the white man's is not pertinent to those of Russian descent, and that's the way it is. Is the body of HaMashiach divided? There's only one body. There's only one truth.
And it corrects every Negro. It corrects every white boy. Every Caucasian man. Every Negro boy. I don't care who he is. Every Hebrew, whatever he calls himself. Yah's going to save Israel. He's going to save those that prevail against the opposition of hell, against the spirit of Laodicea in this hour. He's going to save them, the remnant of the seed, and all Israel shall be saved. All Israel is going to be saved. He's going to save Israel. There were those that came out of the wilderness that never ever had a full understanding of the Torah of Yah, but he saved Israel. They were his seed. The book of Yahshua tells us that all those that Yah, before he destroyed the first world, he took all of them off the earth. Methuselah, all of them. He took every last one of them off except Noah and his sons. And then he brought the flood upon the world. It's amazing that this generation is more interested in voting on idols, that damn trash. And yet, the jewels and the gems, the jumbul of Yah, the benefits of Yah have no value to them. Hallelujah. You know, I've bought books that I say I'm going to read. There are no novels of treasure like that, but they're books that are informational books. There's a book that I began reading. I start. It is called The Color of Wealth. Difference between wealth and finances. And I have books that I've intended to read, but I just cannot get to them. I say, well, the winter time will come. It'll be a little colder. Maybe on a nice cold rainy day. But I'm drawn to this book. This is the book that I am drawn to. Yeah. I really am. Well, you're pretending. No, I don't pretend when it comes to this book. And that's the truth. And my wife can justify me as a liar and say he's that way. He's a deceiver. She's going to die just like, what's the name? Shofar and Adonijah. She's going to die spiritually as a Jezebel she is. I don't say this to lift myself up. I'm saying because there's something that's real that burns, because I know this. This is what sustains life in Israel. Nothing else. The color of wealth will not sustain life in Israel. Every magazines, I won't even read the trash. I don't want to read Jet. I don't want to read that trash. I don't want to read these lustful books that plays on the minds of the people with these Jezebel sleeping with 10, 15 men. These faggot men, babies everywhere on the poop throw legs. And you wonder why your little Jezebel daughters shaking their ass and necking like dogs. Because you have given them over to these spirits of hell. Wonder why your son's effeminate. Told her. No character of HaMashiach in them. Because of this trash. What's his name? Mr. Johnson. He became rich, didn't he? A billionaire. By having some naked whores on there shaking their booty. Did he not? Come on, hypocrites. Mr. Johnson, that owns the basketball team in Charlotte, he became a billionaire on a television station called BET. I never watched it. And all he had was these gals on there just shaking their butt, just booming, naked, half naked, just doing filthy stuff. And people buy that. That's the truth. He became a billionaire, pimping flesh, pimping flesh, pimping flesh. And the corporation bought the airtime to pimp unto you there. Filth and their killer drugs and their death and their products. That is the truth. I had a brother and sister write me this morning. I don't answer email and things like that on the Shabbat. They're in Hickory Grove, North Carolina. Undoubtedly, they've listened for some time. And she was saying to me that he or she, I don't know which one, wrote the letter. And said, Pastor Roberts, even this thing we call messianic is just a falsism. Well, sure it is. And those that are truly messianic, they follow Yahshua. And they will not capitulate or try to appease a mass of people by altering the very character of the name of the son of the Abba. I will not do it. Hallelujah. I don't care if no man stands with me. Can I tell you something? There are going to be those that will stand with me. Because there are going to be those that love truth. Oh, you may not be the one. There are going to be those that stand with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will not jeopardize the liberties of Yahweh for some trivial pursuit. What? What is it out there that I'm going to be able to obtain in the short period of time I got left on the earth? Stupidity. Stupid. Hallelujah. And it is right too. He says, because you say that I am rich, I am Oshir, and I have Roban, I have increase with goods, I have much. That's what they say in these doghouses. I've increased with goods. Listen to what Dairi says in Tehillim 49:16. He said, be not afraid when one is made rich, when the splendor of his house is increased. Now, what does that say? We see those that say, I'm blessed of the Lord. I got this of God. God has done this for me. And we walk in their home that we feel intimidated. Yah says, why are you afraid of them dogs? You feel less than them. That's right, old man. I know what I'm preaching. You feel as though that Yah's not with you. Yah, He makes us rich, and His riches add no sorrows. And so Yahweh says, because they have increased us in things, don't be afraid of them. Don't think that they got something. Oh, honey, I'm moving out of the hood, baby. I'm moving over here. I'm moving over here on the white side of town. And when the white folks see you moving, they move out of that side of town. That's where I'm moving, honey. Yeah, that's what white folks do. And that's what black folks, Negroes do. Hallelujah. A true brother of Yahweh, he knows his Israelite brother. Hallelujah. He knows the seed of Israel. And I know my brothers. In my natural family, the complexion of skin color is all different shades. Sure it is. From light to dark. Hallelujah. And my spiritual family, my true family, we got it from the creamiest creams, the richest of blackest. Sure they are. Israel. You always shall save all Israel. I want to preach on that. I started to preach on that some weeks back. But I will. I will show you what Scripture says, all right? Hallelujah. You're just talking. No, I'm talking from what's in the book. Hallelujah. And so those that say that they're rich and they have increased, that we says, be not afraid of them. Tehillim 49:16. Be not afraid of them when one is made richer. When they think that they have substance of their own conceit. When they think they're wise in their own conceit, in their own mental or their spiritual faculties. When they cannot adhere unto the Torah of Yah. See, don't be afraid of them when they have increased. When they have gained abundance of things or perceive as though they have much. Do not be afraid of them. And we are intimidated by people like that because we think they have something we don't have. I have the riches of Yah. I recall we first came here, his name was Carl. He was a man that, he was a wealthy man, and the man was wealthy. As Sister Roberts and I went to his home, he asked me to come down and visit him down here in Hartsfield. I don't forget. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the man had a house on the river, and it was a house. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, if you ever want to use it for a wedding, you can use it. I said, no, we're all right. I certainly appreciate your kindness. He was a very kind man. And he was a Southern Baptist boy. Very kind man. Very kind man. And when you went through his house, he had one room in there you could set my whole little shack in. Every room in his house was just beautifully decorated. Jacuzzis in every bedroom. Every bedroom. Every bedroom. Cabinets that were built by the Amish that you didn't even know there were cabinets. They looked like the wall. I'm telling you, that was a house. Carpet, the system of air conditioning and heating, from this point to that point, he could change temperature. And make, it was just a house. He said, it took me 5 years to build. He said, you see the stone fireplace, Pastor Rob? These rocks was quarried in the mountain. It took me 2 years to get enough to do this. It was a Pacific rock. The man spent money. He said, I made money. Tobacco and selling things that are unclean to the people. And so when I walked in his house, I said, I can't walk in like this. I'll take my shoes. He said, oh, no. Come on, Pastor Roberts. You said, that's what he said. Keep them on. I said, no. This is too nice. And I recall after I left his place, I said, I tell you what. Come down and see me one day. I said, I'll take you through my house. Let you visit my house and see what Yah has done. I said, 16 feet wide and 32 feet long. Come see me one day. I'll take you through a tour. Through my little shack. Hallelujah. Oh, I was not intimidated and fearful because he had money. Because it helps like that. But that's the way we are. And Yah says, don't be afraid.
Because what is made or sheer, or you think they have the Asha, they don't have the Asha of Yah. They don't have the riches of Yah. And this Jezebel Laodicea, she has no true riches. They're superficial. They are false. She's laboring for things that never produce the riches of Yah. They produce joy. The riches of the world produce sadness. Worration. The folks with their monies in the stock market is producing worration. They're sad. It comes one day and they're just playing on the minds of the folks, ripping them off because they're ignorant. It falls 283 points today and then it gains 160 on tomorrow. You got this worration, they're scurrying, they're crying. And the brokers up there, they're saying, sell, sell, sell. And the brokers say, I will, baby, because I'm making commission, I'm making money. My bonus this year was a meal. Last year it's going to be 2.1 mil. And you're going to be broke. Those are not the riches of Yah. They call sorrows. Not your 30-year mortgage or 40-year. That calls sorrow upon you. Cause agony. When you want to lay there, take time with your wife and your children, you cannot because the agony of the pressures upon you. Those are not the riches of Yah. The riches of Yah, they add no sorrow. They make the left glad. They make the heart glad. This Laodicea, she has brought in the superficial, idolatrous form of riches. And that is what Shaul was dealing with. He was dealing with her superficialness. That's what he said unto the brothers there at Colossae. He said, you read this epistle, this letter. You read this letter I've written unto Laodicea. I want them to understand that because of her wretchedness, her wickedness, her sins, they have mounted up unto the Hashemayim that even Yah must speak unto them. Even Yahshua commanded the message unto him that he sent the Malach to speak unto them, the messenger of that assembly. Now that is powerful there. And he commanded the messenger Malach from the Hashemayim to take this word unto a people that had moved themselves far away from Almighty Yahweh. This is the generation that has moved itself far away from the Torah. They've ridiculed it. They have said, Shaul rejected it, lies from hell. He has not rejected it. The Torah of Yah is our strength and our power of life in this generation, whereby it is a lawless generation. For the Torah is not for those that keep the Torah, or the law keepers, or the Torah keepers. It is for those that defy it. For lawbreakers. For men stealers. For corrupt men. And we all fit that category. We have corrupted ourselves. We steal. We lie. We cheat. We're subversive. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not me preaching. Well, he's not talking to you anyway. He's talking to Israel. Yeah. When the Shaftim, when they were removed, did Israel corrupt themselves? So when you walk out here, you walk out and corrupt yourself. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. This takes a lot of energy here. There's a lot more to this. And I promise you I'm going to finish this. May not be this Shabbat. The next Shabbat, I can tell you that. Maybe Wednesday. He says, because you say you're all sheer, and you have Rabban, you have a Christian good, and this is what they say, have need of nothing. I don't need nobody. Is that the spirit of this generation, Gileana 3:17? He says, I have no need of nothing. I don't need no preacher. And Yah says, I will give you Raha, a pastor after my own love. I have no need of nothing. I don't need nothing at all. He said, and know not that you are ra, wretched. Do you not know that you are dejected? You are depressed in your body, your mind, and your ruah. Don't you know that you are wretched? Shaul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Who's going to deliver you? He said, a wretched thing. That's what he said. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall? Mahamashiach. Yahshua shall deliver me from this wretchedness of this body of sin. Because what sin did, it caused you to become depressed, your mind mentally. You're depressed, oppressed. Your mind doesn't function in the spiritual realm that it ought to. He said, don't you know that you are wretched? Don't you know that you are a wretched thing? Don't you know you are wretched? Who's going to deliver you from the body of that sin that has captivated you? Who's going to deliver you from that vileness that you're walking in?
You say you have no need of nothing. You say you don't need Yah. And you certainly do not need Shaul. You need no man. That's the spirit of this generation. They taught the women, you need no man. Woman, you need a man. You need a head. They taught them, you don't need no man. You can be your own lovers. And because of that, it has created an effeminate base of men, homosexuals. They're impure. They have no character and strength. And that's why they have to abuse the women. That's why they have to find some kind of sexual pleasure and sexual proudness. Because they have no honor for themselves. They don't even know the strength of a man. So they think that makes them a man. I had a boy say to me the other day, man, I got so many gals. I say the bull in my field takes care of the cows. Man. I said, beast does that, boy. Man, preacher, I say, you can't do nothing. Like a hell, I say, boy, you can't hell him if you wanted to. You understand? And he knew I was serious. And I say, you're a dog of the field. I say, I got two dogs down that can do that. What are you doing? I say, you're a child, you're a fool. I say, that's not the strength, that's not the character of the strength of a man. Hallelujah. And so it tells us we have no need of nothing. Well, I'm going to make it. I don't care what nobody says. I'm going to make it. I don't need nobody. When I found the law, when I found the Lord, I was by myself. And nobody found you. Didn't find nothing. You found nothing. All you found is miseries and sin and corruption. This generation says they're rich. Yah says they've increased in much, have they not? They got big houses and big cars, small bank accounts, nothing in there, big bills, big around the waistline and everything. That's what we become. That's Pastor Roberts at all. Hallelujah. Yet they do not have the strength or the light or the towering power of Yahshua in them. He said, you're not rich, but you're miserable. You're rough. Your mind is depressed. Your thoughts are, they depress you. You know that's bad, isn't it? What do you think depresses a man? His thoughts. Not the thoughts of Yah. That we said, what I thought about that boy made my left heart. Hallelujah. I got so hot I had to get up and shout. I had to run. And didn't even sweat either. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of him. Some of y'all are ashamed of him. You have no energy for Yah. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. I like that. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about the synchronized steps, but I like doing that. Hallelujah. When I come into Yah's house, I like playing that tambourine. Can't play it, but I like to play it. I like making up songs because they're genuine, they're real. That's why I sing like that. Hallelujah. Because they're real. This is real to me. I don't need no music. Don't need that. It flew from here. From the inward parts. He said that you are wretched, you are raw. And no one is going to deliver you from this misery. He says unto Korea, first, listen to what he says. If in this life only we have hope, the Yahshua HaMashiach, you of all men, most miserable. And that's why you're miserable. Because you have no affection on the things that are above and eternal. That's why you're miserable. And that's why Laodicea was miserable. And that's why she is today. Because it only has hope in this life of riches and things, cars and homes, clothing. That's all it has hope in. And that's why this generation is most miserable. Marriages are miserable. Hallelujah. Husbands and wives are miserable with each other. There's no spontaneity, no felt warmth of a hava. I don't want to live with Sister Roberts if I don't feel that. I don't want to lie in my bed and I sense in our conversations
I'm not talking about some kind of activity, just the warmth of our conversation. I rejoice in that above the other activities. I do. Hallelujah. Someone that can be touched by the sense of my emotion. I don't want a cold wife laying up beside me. I don't want one that has no expression of Yah. Hallelujah. You better begin to work on yourself, sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. You may not like what I say, but that's all right. I don't like what you say either. But you say it's not right. And I speak to you from what's in the book. Hallelujah. Don't you know that you're wretched? And you are miserable. Almah. You are so miserable. You are perverse. Sorrows always seems as though that they express on your countenance. Your trouble. You're always worrisome. And above all that, it has the indications that you're wicked. You're wicked. You're wicked. And it all seeds from wickedness. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. Almah. You understand, I'm an ignorant man. That's why I have to search scriptures. And I want to understand the meaning of words. I don't look at a word and say, I know what it means. No. Even though I may know what it means, I want to find out. Because I know that it has value. And the consequences of things that Yah has spoken unto us, or the order that He has commanded us. You're miserable. You are troubled. You're worrisome. You're miserable. Because you don't have hope in the things that are eternal. That's why you're of all men most miserable. All men. I watched some of you that over the years that you've been miserable, and that spirit has gravitated to your sons, your daughters. It's sad. That's the truth. I watch that spirit of misery. Because you have no delight in the things of Yah. They have not either. Yours is so superficial. You know, I don't care if you all get upset. But I watch. And of course, because Syria, it's Queen and Sister Robert together. She's there all the time. And I just enjoy the little attitude of the little child. The way she talks. She's learning how to talk now, and she's a mess. The way she says things. The way she cries, hallelujah. Her expressions. I enjoy that. Hallelujah. You have a sense of realness to it. Even though she doesn't know what she's saying, but she knows what she's saying. Why? Because it excites her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so are these things must be as... Even as Solomon says, train up the child. And that is what the word of Yah, that is why he must zaha, he must teach us and instruct us. He must train us up as children. We have not been trained very well. And so imparting that will produce this kind of delight and this resolute ruah spirit that when she hears the things of Yah, that will cause so it will pause to come alive. It will pause so come alive when we hear the truth of Yah. Let someone come to you and fall. You will come alive behind that. Oh, tell me, what? Hypocrisy. The dead have arisen. Hallelujah. Yahshua is coming. And I'm longing to see Him as He breaks the hush of Mayim. It's like a husbandman coming home and his wife greets him. All of the hecticness and the pain of the day, it all is dissolved when she greets him. But you haven't been taught that, and you don't know how to break that dam that we share because of your own iniquity. You don't want to hear the law of Yah, the Torah of Yah, and to do what He commands you. When He walks in, then there's a great warm greeting, and her arms are open for Him. Man, there's nothing more precious than that. Nothing. But because you're cold and distant, you don't know how to do it. Can I tell you how to do it? Can I tell you how to do it, sister? Will you believe me if I tell you? You believe me it will work if I tell you? Will you hear me? Will you hear me now? Are you thinking on how you can do that? Can I tell you? You want me to tell you or you want to tell me? Just do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Do it. Do it. But do it. But you don't say, do it. Well, preacher, do it. Well, I know I can't, but do it. Hallelujah.
Things of your not heart, your wickedness make them hard. Because you will not just do it.
That's it. Is that hard? That's simple, isn't it? I'm a common preacher. Do it. That ain't hard to do, is it? Is it hard to do that? Is it? Just greet him. Hallelujah. Just do it. Lay your arms over. I don't feel like, just do it. Hallelujah. This ignorant generation. You will never learn the beauty of a Hissahava because you will not do what he commands. And begin to break that old stoniness in your life. Hallelujah. Sister Robert's not going to hug you sisters and kiss you all and can't hug me. It won't be that way in my house. Something gets twisted in her damned in my mind. I won't even let her talk back. I won't even let her get sassy with me in the house. You don't get sassy with Queely, you're not going to get sassy with me. If you get sassy with Queely, you're all back together. Every time I see you together, you're not going to do that with me, woman. Shut your mouth. Hallelujah. 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 I want to close here at this verse. Bear with me. Because there's much more to this. I'm going to finish this on next Shabbat. All right. He said, because you say, he says that, don't you know you're wretched, you're miserable, and you are dull, you are poor. And when one is poor, he is miserable. When one is poor, they have no riches at all. When one is poor, they're weak. Some of us walk weak around here, they're helpless. You see some of y'all, well, isn't that the way this assembly is, the assembly of Laodicea? It's a weak Jezebel. She has no strength at all. And Solomon said, the ransom of a man's life is his riches. But the poor hears not rebuke. And that's why you are poor. Because you will not hear the correction of Yah. Proverbs 13:8. For the ransom of the worth of a man's life are his riches. But the poor will not hear the rebuke of Yah. A poor man will not hear what Yah speaks unto him. That's why you're not rich, you're ruined, you're helpless. You have no power to withstand the powers of hell. The thoughts of your corrupt mind, you cannot withstand them. You do not have the ability to withstand them. You do not have the heart to withstand them. Not only are you dull or poor, but you are blind. Iva, you're blind. You have no spiritual understanding, no ability to see, and no understanding of the truths of Almighty Yahweh. You're without direction from Yahweh. You have no spiritual directions of Almighty Yahweh. And you have no proclivity for Yah to instruct you and to guide you. I want to close here from Zephaniah. Because I want to save this last one and naked Arum. Arum. Almost sound like Rome, doesn't it? She's a naked who Arum. A-Y-R-O-O-M, Arum, Arum. I want to say the nakedness because I want to deal with this in great detail. But he tells us that we are blind, Ivra. We are blinded. Scripture says in Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 17. Yah says, and I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men. Why? You distress and you walk like one that is blind. You know why? Because they have sinned against Yahweh. You have transgressed the Torah. You have defied the Torah of Yah. You have sinned. And their blood shall be poured out like dust and the flesh as dung. Just pure dung that come out of your buttocks. Why? Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of Yahweh's wrath. But some of the land shall be devoured. How much? Coal, the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of Yah's jealousy, and he shall make an even speedy riddance of them all that dwell upon the earth. Because they have sinned, and because your sins have overtaken you, you're blind, you cannot see. As blind Bartimaeus, when his eyes were opened, he could see the power of the light of truth.
And because you say, I have no need of nothing, you're poor, you're miserable, you're wretched, and you are blind, and your blindness, you cannot see your avarim, your nakedness. And I will continue on that on next week. This is a blind generation. It's one that has lost the insight of Yah, has no pure love for the things of Yah, has no insight, has no desire to please Him. I say to all Israel, hear what the Ruach speaks unto Laodicea, the assembly. Hear what the Ruach speaks to you today. May He strengthen us all. Because of the delight in the truth of Yah, that our love will be filled with great delight. With great delight. Hallelujah. All right. Bless you all that are listening at the live stream. We pray that Yah bless you all today. We do hope that Sister Patricia there and Newport News, that you all are able to listen today. May Yah strengthen you all of our friends, and all of our listeners. Of course, this is the time of the season when the ball games began to come on television, and people are so given unto those kinds of foolish and frivolous things. Hallelujah. Brother Allen, do you all, Brother Jason, you all have the booklets printed up? You all have that? Okay, we got some booklets printed up for the order of Sukkoth. You all get one. Now, don't throw them away, brothers and sisters, because it costs to print these things, and it takes up a lot. It gives us the whole history of the Sukkoth and how it's going to be. We're going to have a fabulous, wonderful time that whole 8 days. Great fellowship. Great fellowship. I'm going to make some different type of sausages. I already got my stuff coming in. Well, I'll get it coming in. We're going to have a wonderful time. That's why I'm trying to finish up this building. Ready? It's not. Time is upon us. And I intended to have that building built a month ago. Just didn't have the funds to do it. Well, we had the funds, but we didn't use them for that. And so the funds have come in to pay for certain things. We've done that. It's going to be a nice building once we finish. It's a very nice building. May Yah brought you all, your friends, you that will be with us on Sukkoth. We bless you all. Now, don't take these books and not find them thrown everywhere. We're going to have a wonderful time the whole week. Hallelujah. We teach our children the things of Yah. Bring them up in the fear and the admonition of Yah. You all may not like me, but that's all right. When I tell you the truth, I give you the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. It's for your own expedience. Well, Pastor Robert, I love you. Well, I know you love me. Hallelujah. But if you don't like me, that's all right. I don't have no problem with that. I really do not. Not whatsoever. Hallelujah. It was one thing when I was growing up in my family, I was the only one that really was kind of athletic. All the rest of them, they were not athletic. My youngest brother, he did play a little basketball. He was a nice baseball player, backstop. But me, I played everything. Even when I couldn't play it, I wanted to play it. Even when I was fearful, I did it. Make myself look tough. Fight, make any different. We fought back then. We didn't do like these, the punks do today. We threw hands. We threw hands, we threw knuckles. And I was a tough fighter. I could fight. I could fight. I could. I could bring you down. I could. I could literally fight, physically fight. I could fight. And I was tough at fighting. Oh, wait. My brothers, they would get us together. I'll never forget Harvey Jackson. He was tough. One day he whipped the fight of me in the den. The next day, they would get us and make, come on, make us fight. Get him, David. Get him. Man, he beating the fight of me. And I didn't want to fight him. But of course, I had to learn how to defend myself. And Harvey was kind of mentally, he was kind of off, but he was strong as a bull. He was. Nobody wanted to mess with him. Do you have fellows in the community like Harvey Jackson? A fellow named Little Man. I remember Little Man one day, let me tell you this. Back then we were making a map of the United States of America. And we would take Tide washing powder, put a little water in there, become a paste, a hard paste. Have you ever tried that? We did that. You take like laundry detergent, put a little water in there, become like a hard paste. And we would shape the mountains and all that, like North Carolina. You ever did that? Y'all never did that? We did that when I was in school. And so a little man told me one day we were working together. And he said, I'm going to put your back, I'm going to get you when we get out of school. I said, boy, you're not going to do anything to me. He said, I am. He said, I'm going to kill you, Dave Roberts. I said, boy, you're not going to do nothing to me, boy. He said, you wait till we get out of school. Well, we down there on our knees. I'll never forget. Doing that soap. We mixing the soap, and I grabbed me a hand of that soap, and I grabbed little man, and I took that soap, and I put it in his eye. And he hollered like a rooster. He said, ah! Teacher looks at her, she says, oh! I tried to blind him. She sent me to the principal. I'll never forget, we had a man principal. Most of the school back then had men principal. She sent me to the principal. He said, boy, he like to knock the skin off my hips. He did. He didn't play. And of course, at that time, I think we lived about, that was in elementary school. I was in sixth grade. I lived about a mile from the house, and there was a path through the woods that, I knew the path through the woods to the house of Holland. And little man, his eye was red, so he was going to get me, but I was scared, though. So at the school, he knew he couldn't fight me on the school ground because he would be in trouble. So I'd take off through the woods. And of course, I was bold enough, my best friend John Miller lived next door to little man. And one day I go to John Miller's house, and little man sees me in John Miller's house. And it was down Justin Avenue. It was a long run, but I wasn't going to let little man catch me. I had to shack it down. Until one day I say, this is it. This is it. And then when I bust him up, he was softer than what I... And of course, when I realized that I'm running from you and you did me like this. Same thing with Charlie Jackson. He bullguarded everybody. One day I was skating. When we used to go up there and skate, we had the most skates you had to put on. I was an excellent skater back then. Skating around the park, around the school, we just skated. And he would beat everybody. And of course, I was scared because he was bigger than me. But I was always kind of... No, I was tough. And so one day we were there skating. It was cold, too. We were just skating. You know. One Saturday morning, he came. He's going to bullguard the whole thing. Andre McCarroll, all of us. Of course, we were scared of Charlie. Charlie was a big fellow. And I said, this is it. No more. No more. He's done this long enough. And Charlie running his mouth. And I fired him right in the eye. Pow! I tried to break his eye. I did. Bam! And of course, when I did that, I thought he was going to fight me back. But he didn't. He did, oh, when he did that, he started crying. That's just the truth about him. I tried to kill him there. I slapped him inside the head. You had me running all the time, and you saw. I tried to slap his head off. I did. Truth. Hallelujah. I did, Brother Tim. I bust him up for that. All them years he had us scared, he had just never been hit. Well, I knew he was going to hit me, but when I hit him that day, that hurt. Right in the eye. And I thought I made him go home, too. He went home. He did. Hallelujah. Y'all's going to come take us home. May God bless y'all. Come on, Brother Pat, all you. Bless you all that are listening. May God bless you. You that are listening there in Newport News, we're going to have Deacon Horn. A group of them that will be with you all on Friday evening. We'll make sure that's taken care of. He's going to preach Friday evening. They leave early Friday morning so they get there in time and get in a hotel. And he's going to preach that Shabbat. Hallelujah. And then come back that night sometime. Come on, you that are listening on the live stream, may God bless you. Don't turn this over. May Barak you all today. This is for you all. May this song bless your love. May it be a strength unto you. May it cause your love to delight. Hallelujah. We close with this. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Let us stand to our feet. In all things we do barak you this day, Yah. We praise you, our Abba, for the preciousness of Yahshua. Make your truth simple unto Yisrael, your people. Bless Sister Renee again, Yah, and give us strength. And all those that need a touch here today, Yahweh. Bless them all, I do pray in Yahshua's name. As we wait upon your promises in Yahshua, we delight in your truth. We delight in all that you granted unto us. Pray, give us all rest here today. We ask all things in Yahshua's name. Bless all those that listen and join us in this broadcast. Yahshua's name we pray. Yisrael cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.